Patrick watched him stride to where the road ended, a black silhouette against that bloody, burning sky. He watched as Roland walked among the roses and sat shivering in the shadows as Roland began to cry the names of his friends and loved ones and comrades. Those names carried clear in that strange air, as if they would echo forever. "I come in the name of Stephen Duchesne, he of Gilead. I come in the name of Gabrielle Duchesne, she of Gilead. I come in the name of Cortland Andrus, he of Gilead. I come in the name of Cuthbert Allgood, he of Gilead. I come in the name of Alain Johns, he of Gilead. I come in the name of Jamie Ducurry, he of Gilead. I come in the name of Vanney the Wise, he of Gilead. I come in the name of Hax the Cook, he of Gilead. I come in the name of David the Hawk, he of Gilead in the sky. I come in the name of Susan Delgado, she of Magus. I come in the name of Shimi Ruiz, he of Magus. I come in the name of Per Callahan, he of Jerusalem's Lot and the Rhodes. I come in the name of Ted Brodigan, he of America. I come in the name of Dinky Earnshaw, he of America. I come in the name of Aunt Talitha, she of River Crossing, and will lay her cross here as I was bid. I come in the name of Stephen King, he of Maine. I come in the name of Oi, the Brave, he of Midworld. I come in the name of Eddie Dean, he of New York. I come in the name of Susanna Dean, she of New York. I come in the name of Jake Chambers, he of New York, whom I call my own true son. I am Roland of Gilead, and I come as myself. You will open to me. After that came the sound of a horn. It simultaneously chilled Patrick's blood and exalted him. The echoes faded into silence. Then, perhaps a minute later, came a great, echoing boom, the sound of a door swinging shut forever.